Welcome back to Targum Yosan on the Parsha with Daniel Eisenberg. In Parshas Vayechi, we have Yaakov asking Yosef, actually a couple of times, to make sure that after Yaakov dies, he is buried in Eretz Yisrael and not left to be buried in Mitzrayim. And it says in Perek Mem Zayin, Pasuk Chavtes, that he summons Yosef. He says, "Imnamos Yichein Ve'enecha Simna Yadacha Tachas Yerechi. If I have found favor in your eyes, please, simna yadacha tachas yerechi, place your hand under my thigh. V'yasisa imadi chesed v'emes, anasik b'rim v'mitzrayim." Seems to be some sort of, expression of swearing. This is not the first time we've seen such a concept of, please place your hand under my thigh. We've seen that with Eliezer and Avraham in Parshas Chayesara, when Avraham asks Eliezer to swear to him that he'll bring back a wife, or do his best effort to bring back a wife for Yitzhak, but not yet bring Yitzhak out of Eretz Yisrael. So he uses that lashon of placing the hand in the thigh, and we see that over here as well. The different explanations, the most famous explanation for sure is Rashi's, which is adopted by many Mefarshim, based on the Midrash, which is that it's a reference to the Bris Milah, because that was a very holy part of them. Especially of Avraham, and there was a lot of tsar that he went through for it, so it was very special to him. His mitzvah of Bris Milah, it's like the equivalent of putting your hand on a sefer and swearing on a sefer. So over here, that's what's going on. Some try to interpret that symbolically and say maybe he put the hand under the thigh, symbolizing the Bris Milah. The Targum Yonasan over here uses the lashon of Gzeiras Mehulti, which indeed means the Bris Milah itself. So we wouldn't be interpreted symbolically, but that's what's going on in this pasuk. Now that's not the Targum Yonasan I want to pay attention to. I actually want to look at the Targum Yonasan on the next pasuk, which says that he did this. Or sorry, well, he gives him this this request. Yaakov asks Yosef, "Please don't bury me in Mitzrayim." He says, "V'shachavti im avosai, I want to sleep with my fathers in Asanim in Mitzrayim, or lay with my fathers in the grave in Mitzrayim u'kvartani b'kvur asam." And the pasuk says, "Vayomar anochi asad kidvarecha." He says, "I'm going to do it." Yosef says, "I will go through it. I'm going to do what you asked me." And then the next pasuk in Lamed Aleph. So Yaakov says, "Swear to me," and he swears to him, and then he bows. Targum Yonasan on Pasuk Lamed says that after Yaakov makes his request, says Lo Shavi Yedei Elohein, Yosef did not put his hand under the thigh or on the Bris Milah of Yaakov. Amar, he said, "Ana Beit Kifis Kamach, I'm going to do as you said." So this is very interesting. That doesn't appear in the pasuk that Yosef refused the request. In fact, in the pasuk it says, "I will do like you said." But over here, Targum Yonasan is saying that he actually did not do what he said. So how are we to understand this, and what's the motivation? Now the truth is that the Targum Yonasan over here is solving several problems that we might have with the text. First of all, unlike Parshas Chayesara, when Avram makes the request, and then it says that Eliezer actually did that. He put his hand under his thigh. However, over here, we don't find that. It doesn't mention that Yosef put the hand under the thigh. First clue that he didn't actually follow through. Another point is that after Yosef says, "I will do as you said," then Yaakov insists, "He shoveli, swear to me." Vayishavelo, and he swore to him. Why did Yaakov have to tell him, "Swear to me," if he already agreed to do it? So what's being added here? If Yaakov wanted Yosef to swear, he could have just told him to swear from the beginning. Why did he say this afterwards? So based on Targum Yonasan, it's very clear. The reason it doesn't mention that Yosef put his hand under Yaakov's thigh is because he did not. He actually did not touch his Bris Milah. And when he says, "Ezek kidvarech," "I will do as you say," he's saying, "I'm not going to place my hand on your Bris Milah, however, I will do as you tell me to do. I'm going to follow through." And that's why Yaakov is compelled to say, "Well, if you're not going to do the symbolic act of Simna Yadcha Tachas Yerechi, then I'm going to ask you to do a Lashon of Shavua. At least say it with a Shavua," at which point Yosef agreed and he did that Shavua. So this Targum Yonasan seemed to come out of nowhere, but it's actually addressing problems in the text. One question that we still have to address is, why would Yosef say no to his father? So the Bir Yonasan over here suggests it's based on a midrash Seichel Tov. Then maybe Yosef didn't feel it was proper. You know, maybe an eved to his master it was more proper, but for a son to his father to see the bris milah. And in general, we know, you know, there's a concept of not seeing the erev, not seeing the nakedness of one's father, as we know, of course, from Noach after the Mabul, and Shem and Yefes turned around. They did not want to see the shame of Noach, and maybe Yosef was trying to avoid that here. Could be that Yaakov didn't think of it from that perspective. Yaakov was trying to, first of all, emulate his grandfather, thinking about how Avram Avinu did it. Could be a lot of the same emotions, right? Right now he's asking right now that Yosef Shechavti Imavosai, lay me down with my forefathers. So he's thinking about following in the footsteps of Avraham. He's thinking about being returned to the Amaras Machpelah, just like Avraham asked Eliezer, don't bring Yitzhak out of Eretz Yisrael. So Yaakov right now is asking the opposite of him, but the same hope. Please bring me to Eretz Yisrael. So he's, you know, Yaakov is very tapped in and connected to the actions of Avraham right now. And maybe it didn't cross his mind, you know, he's the father. He didn't think, oh, this is inappropriate. But Yosef, being the son in this situation, says, you know what, I don't feel comfortable, you know, seeing the erva of my father. So I'll do what you say. You have my word, but I don't, out of kavod to you, Abba, I don't want to do this. And at that point, Yaakov says, "Okay, fine. That's reasonable. I'm not going to insist. I agree that's appropriate. But nevertheless, you have to use the lashon shavua. And then, therefore, it says, 'Vayishavalo.' He swore to him. A lot of interesting points here. Important lessons about kavod. Bigger picture theme of Yaakov connecting himself to Avram Avinu and connecting himself to Eretz Yisrael. And of course, a beautiful way to see Targum Yonah's son with a seemingly random comment, which actually answers several problems in the text. Have a beautiful Shabbos.